Let's talk to Simon Marks, joins us on the line from Washington. Simon, good to have you back with us.
Good to be back with you, Tim.
I saw a tweet last night and I thought this must be from a spoof at Real Donald Trump account, but it wasn't. This is really a remarkable piece of entertainment. I don't know what else to term it.
Well, I mean, it's entertainment, but it's also pretty insidious as well. I mean, we've seen a whole series of attacks by Donald Trump launched against the media over the last 4 or 5 days, almost in a pathological way. And this last one was Donald Trump using an animation that had been created out of an old piece of videotape. Donald Trump used to have a relationship with the World Wrestling Federation here in the United States. If you know anything about wrestling on American television, you'll know that there's nothing more fake than American wrestling. And Donald Trump, in this piece of video, pretended to knock down the man who at the time was in charge of the World Wrestling Federation, a man by the name of Vince McMahon. A blogger took that piece of video, which in and of itself was already fake, of course, because it was a pretend knockdown, and he replaced Vince McMahon's head with a logo from CNN. Donald Trump then took that piece of video and tweeted it out on his account, saying that he's now going to call CNN fake news CNN, and it shows Donald Trump physically attacking a person with a head that has been replaced by a CNN logo. That, of course, has led all sorts of people here to argue that Donald Trump is now inciting violence against employees of CNN and also more broadly against members of the press, because remember, his opprobrium has not been reserved for the cable news network. This came after 2 days of an onslaught against Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, the Breakfast Time hosts on the liberal-leaning MSNBC 24-hour news network. But I think actually, you know, this is Donald Trump not just going further than he's ever gone before, but this is Donald Trump now openly sparking a debate and discussion here in the United States about whether he's really mentally balanced, about whether he is in full control of his faculties. The two hosts from MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, argued in an opinion piece in the Washington Post over the weekend that, as they put it, Donald Trump is not well. They say that he has changed in the 10 years that they have known him, and they think there is something now very wrong with the President of the United States. A hot topic here in Washington now is whether there may one day be enough support on Capitol Hill to use the 25th Amendment to dislodge Donald Trump from the presidency. That's the bit of the Constitution that comes into play when people conclude that the President of the United States is incapacitated. It's more traditionally, of course, been designed for use after, say, an assassination attempt or a president suddenly being struck down by some sort of debilitating physical ailment. But there is definitely now more talk here than there has been before about whether the mental balance of the President of the United States is in any sort of equilibrium. And Donald Trump has done that to himself.
He certainly does seem to be determined to conduct his presidency in an altogether unique fashion, that's for sure, Simon. What about, he's also not making any friends in Asia at the moment. Are we looking at a trade war?
Well, I mean, absolutely. Interestingly, Michelle, he described this, by the way, as modern-day presidential. He said that this was a modern-day presidential approach, and people surrounding him have said that they're proud of the way in which he's using social media in order to communicate directly with people. As far as this threatened trade war in Asia is concerned, it seems pretty clear that he is contemplating some kind of a trade war, particularly focused on South Korea. South Korea's new president was here just a few days ago and suggested that he was ready to have a more sort of liberal approach towards North Korea, as he's previously suggested when he was campaigning for the South Korean presidency. He got rewarded for that by President Trump with all sorts of talk about punitive tariffs that the President of the United States is planning to impose on South Korean goods in a bid to head off and reverse the trade imbalance between the two countries. That was a surprising move for many foreign policy observers here, who wonder if Donald Trump is now seriously thinking about sparking some kind of a trade war, not just with South Korea, but arguably with other countries in the region, including, of course, possibly China, in order to change the topic here, in order to get the headlines moved away from the growing investigations into his presidency, from these new questions that are being raised about his own stability in office, and onto an entirely new topic. We'll have to see how that all plays out. We do know that within the last few hours, the President of the United States has made phone calls to Shinzo Abe in Tokyo and also to Xi Jinping in Beijing. The full details of those conversations are not yet apparent.
Simon, finally and briefly, we're a little bit short of time, but the President heads to Europe this week. This is an official visit, of course. Any expectations of a sneak move, a sneak visit to London at all?
Well, there's a bit of talk of that, Tim. Remember that that state visit to the UK is firmly on ice. It doesn't appear in any calendars. It doesn't appear to have been scheduled. Donald Trump's going to have a few days at his disposal between the first series of events that he attends in Europe and the second series of events that he's due to attend in Europe. And there is some suspicion that he may spend those days at his golf resort in Scotland and will perhaps make an unannounced, unscheduled visit to see Theresa May in Downing Street. Both Downing Street and the White House deny that that is on the cards, but the mere suspicion of it has raised hackles in London, with protesters saying that they are standing by in case there is any indication that Donald Trump sets foot within the square mile of the City of London.
Simon Marks is in Washington. Simon, I apologise. We're keeping you from the President's Twitter feed currently, so we'll let you get back to that. Good to talk to you, Simon.
I can't wait to get back to it, Tim. Thank you so much for liberating me.
Simon Marks in Washington.